Well, welcome to Chasing Squirrels, episode 8, season 2. Today, I, Pastor Mike, will be talking, you know, initiating a question. We've got Pastor Kayla, Pastor Tom, Woo-hoo! Pastor Gabby. And the question today is, can you still honor your father while not having a relationship with him? So this question, I'm sure, is a very personal question.
Yeah.
Because there's probably a bad relationship there. There's probably some issues.
Or lack thereof one.
Yeah, right. There's probably something that's not right going on.
This could probably apply to mother, too.
You know, anybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mother, father, siblings, people you work with, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Humans. How do you deal with treating people right when the situation is a mess? Maybe they're treating you poorly and they're always exploiting you, or they're always hurting you, and you're trying to figure out how to forgive, how to honor, yeah, how to love, and then you got this mess.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, I think it's important to recognize that scripturally, you are called to honor your father and your mother.
Yeah.
We got it in the Ten Commandments. We're going to go to Ephesians chapter 6 in the New Testament, where it's just reiterated. Ephesians 6, 1-3, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Now, this reads real nice. It's super good. But when things get complicated,
right,
it can throw things off. Now, it's always easy if no one sins. What's right, what's wrong is simple when no one is doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
Right.
But once it gets all funny, you can be in a no-win situation. I'll tell the Old Testament story of Uzzah. I should look up where that is.
Love their name.
Yeah, Uzzah. I think it's U-Z-Z-A-H or something. But
I said Uzzah.
Yeah. But I love that story, because the Ark of the Covenant was captured, mm-hmm, and the nation of Israel is all upset because they lost the Ark in the battle, and now the Ark has been recaptured, and they're super excited, and they're throwing a party, and they're going to bring the Ark back home, and so they get a brand new cart, you know, because it's a long way, and they get some new beautiful oxen to pull the cart, and the oxen stumble. And when the oxen stumble, Uzzah, who is one of the people who is escorting the ark by the cart, sees the cart move. And apparently the ark is in danger of tipping off of the cart.
Yeah.
And so he steadies it with his hand, which, ow, you can't be doing because that's irreverent. And so he's struck dead.
Mm.
By God. Judgment from God.
2 mm-hmm. Samuel 6, by the way.
2 Samuel chapter 6, the story of Uzzah. And so did he do the right thing or the wrong thing? You know?
Yeah.
Well, mm-hmm, where was the problem? The problem was behind that. It was before that. It was, the problem was that God gave very specific instructions on how to move the Ark of the Covenant. It was built with rings on each corner, and there were poles that go through those rings, and you put three people in each corner, and you carry the Ark of the Covenant that way. That was the rule. But it was a long way, and you're going to carry it all this way by manpower, you know, like, let's get a new cart. We'll honor, yeah, God with a new cart and some beautiful oxen, and then we won't have to carry it.
Spirit of lazy.
So Uzzah did not make that decision.
Yep.
He was not the one in the authority to decide the new cart.
Yep.
He was the one who got told what to do. And so he was in a situation, and he was put in a no-win situation because of somebody else's sin.
Mm.
You know, and so I don't know if it was David, King David, or whoever it was that made the thing, we're going to get a new cart and we're going to honor God this way. Even though he said to honor him that way, we're going to honor God this way.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes, you know, God will make rules understanding the situation better than we do. And yet we think we've got a better idea than what he has, and then something happens that's unforeseen, but that God saw.
Right.
So oxen sometimes stumble. Carts can flip. 12 people carrying something, it's, you know, if one of them falls, you're probably going to be okay.
Right.
So Uzzah is put in a no-win situation because of other people's sins. So what should he have done? Let the ark fall? I don't think so. Should he touch it? Well, you can't just irreverently be going up and, you know, handling these, you know, holy objects in the old covenant times. You can't be doing that. So he's got two options, both of which are bad. And I believe he chose the right thing. You know, he chose self-sacrifice to benefit the Ark of the Covenant. And he knew probably that there would be, I imagine it was just a quick reaction. You know, I don't know if he sat and thought about it. Well, let's
pause.
You know.
Slow motion.
But he probably just reacted. This is a holy thing of God. I'm not letting it hit the ground.
Right.
And he stops it. I believe he did the right thing. But he still received a death sentence through the wrath of God for his irreverence, even though he did the right thing, in my opinion. But he was put in a no-win situation by other people's behavior, other people's decisions.
Right.
And oftentimes when it comes to honoring your father and your mother, you get put in a no-win situation because of their behavior, their attitudes, their actions. And now it's not so simple because verse 1 of chapter 6 of Ephesians, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. So if your parents tell you, you know, to go gun down people of some ethnic group that they don't like, well, the Bible says obey your parents, so I guess I'm going to start shooting people. Like, that's not what this is talking about.
Right.
You know, once your parents start going into crazy insanity stuff, you don't obey your parents. But, you know, like, if your parents say do your homework, what should you do? You do your homework. If they say clean your room, what do? You clean your room. You know, I mean, this is talking about normal, everyday scenarios, not the crazy exceptions that we can think through in our minds.
We still obey God first. You know, he is still first.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
Well, and I think there's something that's fun is honor and respect. Are they the same thing?
Well, here's my theory of meaning. So I'm going to give you this here. I believe that most of the time, if you want to get specific about definitions, then you have to define your terms for the context that you're doing.
Yeah.
So for most people, I would say those definitions are they move and shift. And so if we want to get very specific about those different definitions and draw distinctions, it's probably not something that everybody else is doing at the same time.
Right. So, I wasn't trying to say like, let's not do something.
So what were the two words?
But it's like honor and respect. So like honor is more so something that we give. Mm-hmm. And respect is almost in most cases thought of as earned. Right?
Sure.
And I mean, so not trying to like differentiate and tell you not to respect your parents, but like you see we're supposed to honor in advance almost, right?
Right.
And like
you can
honoring what are you saying?
You can agree with someone or disagree with someone.
But you can still honor them.
But you can still honor them.
Yeah.
You know, either way. And respect is more of, you know, like you can respect someone, say, looking at their character and say, I see their character as valuable, respect, or I see their character as profoundly flawed,
right?
Disrespect. But you can still honor that person.
Right.
So, yeah, I think that's a good point.
That's what I was trying to get with is like maybe if you're, in this case, if whoever was asking this, like maybe your father is doing stuff that is not good. Mm-hmm. Right. You can like, I still do think that we're called to forgive. Right.
For sure.
Oh yeah.
And set boundaries. But, and then in doing that, honor them.
Right.
And realize that people are fallen and we need help and we all need Jesus and try to see how you can honor them. And hopefully, you know, you never know. Maybe you'll lead them to a relationship with Christ if they don't have one or if they do and they're doing it wrong, whatever. Maybe you'll help that. But it's more than just like obeying every little command and all these things. It's like you can honor someone and still kind of be like, you know what? I need to distance myself. I'm not saying that you need to yourself, but you can do that.
Yeah. You know, it is okay to set boundaries.
Right. And I think that's great to set boundaries. People.
And one of the things too that I think is, I don't know, important to know too, is the Bible doesn't just let dads off the hook, that dads can do anything.
Right.
You know, in Ephesians,
the next verse
says, "And you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition. Admonition. Thank you. I haven't said that word in a long time. Admonition of the Lord." New King James Version. Woohoo.
It's great. I love it.
But, you know, like the Bible has guidance for dads. Like, you are supposed to act this way. You're supposed to bring your children up in the training of the Lord.
Right.
Do not provoke them to anger. You know?
Yeah. And that's where if they don't do that, now all of a sudden
boundaries.
Honoring and obeying gets more complicated.
Right.
You know? So I put, as far as, can you still honor your father while not having a relationship with him? I put, the short answer is yes.
Mm-hmm.
If this is a toxic relationship, it's fine to put up boundaries.
Yeah.
Yep.
You should put up boundaries.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, you can honor someone and, you know, put up boundaries and make yourself safe. Let's say it's unsafe for you and your kids.
Oh my.
That there's tremendous evil and darkness that happens in that relationship, then yes, you should stop the cycle of darkness by distancing yourself.
Yep.
That is just fine. So the short answer is yes, but the long answer I put here when thinking about this question is, don't you be the problem.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, too many times it's easy to see the faults of the other person and then say, well, they're the reason.
That's the speck in someone's eye.
Yeah. So don't be the problem. Watch what you say. Don't run people down. You can warn people of danger. You know, I mean, like, you can talk to your kids and say, I don't want you going over to grandpa's house.
Yeah.
If there's significant danger there, if there's reason for that.
And that's good.
You can,
that's not like it's bad. That's a good
exactly.
thing to do.
That's not dishonoring.
Yeah.
That's not, you know, going against the scripture you know, Ephesians 6:1. That is just being wise in your parenting and helping people avoid trauma. that's a good thing. But at the same time, make sure that you're seeing it accurately, you know, and make sure that you're not actually the problem or a significant part of the problem.
Yeah. Well, and one of the things too that I thought of in regards to this question is that, like, honoring your father or honoring your parents, maybe, what is your heart state? You know, have you forgiven them? Are you filled with just this anger and bitterness that even though you've set boundaries, when your kids talk about wanting to go over to grandpa's house, you just snap and you're like, absolutely not. We will never see that man again. He's a terrible person. You know, like, what, you know, like, that's not honoring him.
No.
That is not honoring
him.
Right,
exactly.
And you can set boundaries and be like, you know, like with the example with the kids or whatever, you know, like, yeah, we're not going over to grandpa's house right now. That's not a safe situation for him, but we're going to pray for him. We still love him.
Yeah.
You know, we want to see him love Jesus. You know, like,
right, yeah.
You can still have that good heart posture that is honoring.
And then be ready for the day when hopefully he does come to Jesus, because that's hugely important.
Yes.
Let's not be like the older brother in the parable. The son's,
or maybe the person is a Christian.
Right.
And they just are deeply flawed.
Yep.
You know, it
which happens.
Yeah. I just put, don't judge. And by that meaning, if they change, be ready to accept that.
Yeah. And be worthy of, like, be like, receive them and like show them the love of Christ, and that still have those boundaries. Like, don't let hurt people.
Be smart enough not to be manipulated by somebody pretending to be better when they're not.
Yes. Right. But like, still be ready to, like, because redemption is something that we all want people to, or like repentance and all of that. We want all the people, everyone to come to that.
Redemption is a good word too.
Yeah. And so we want people all to come to that, right?
Yes.
And when that happens, we want to be ready to be like, oh, like pray, God, open my eyes in that moment. Like when you pray, like say, when dad comes to the Lord, when dad really has a real relationship with you, God, open up my eyes.
Right.
And I don't know. I think that would be hugely important, because then it's like generational curses are cut right there.
Well, and the question is, you know, when we face the evil of this world, what happens? You know, do we be overcome by evil, or can we overcome evil with good? Do we let the darkness of this world infiltrate our hearts and our minds, or are we able to rise above that and receive the right. the peace and the power of God. And I think going back to the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 26 and 27, says, in your anger, do not sin. Mm. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. Mm. Now, I think, you know, do not let the sun go down while you're still angry. You know, people can get legalistic about that and like, oh, no, you know.
Yeah.
They did that 3 minutes before the sunset. Nah, you know, it. What it means is deal with it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Don't set it off to the side and sweep it under the rug and not deal with it. Go ahead and deal with it. Don't let the sun go down while you're still angry means if you've been affected by the evil of this world and it's now creating darkness and evil and anger and all these negative emotions in your heart, go ahead and deal with that. Look at it, work through it. It may right. take you a long time, you know, right. but be honest where you're at, and then do not give the devil a foothold is such a powerful thing.
Because that's what happens if you let that fester.
Right. Exactly. It becomes yeah. part of who you are.
Yeah. And then it's really hard to get
Oh, it. It's super bad because then this yuck and evil and darkness is part of who you are. Mm-hmm. And obviously, if somebody's asking the question, can you still honor your father while not having a relationship with him? You know, it could be either way. Maybe this person is stopping the relationship because of the toxicity of it. Maybe the father has abandoned the children. Mm. You know, I mean, somehow there's something not good going on there.
Right.
And anytime there's anything like that, it can seep into our hearts and affect us and give the devil a foothold, so to speak. And we want to get free from that darkness.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it says like right after, let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor working with his hands what is good.
Yeah.
So that's fun. But yeah. if anything, that's encouragement for, it's important to be a good father. So fathers out there, please like take care of yourself and take care of your kids and take care of your wife or the mother of your kids. Like take care of them because that like, if the father and mother get it,
it's huge.
It's
if they're honorable, it's easier for the kids to
right. And it's
give
so
them
huge
something to work with,
yeah,
for sure.
Well, and it's so huge to see they look up to their parents and like, you know, I want to be like my dad.
Yeah,
and even if that's toxic, they may look at it that way when they're young,
and they may not want to be like that.
Yeah,
but they just end up being like that,
right? And like generational curses are a real thing, but they can be broken.
For sure.
You know, and so, I don't know, fathers out there listening or mothers out there listening, please, if you need help, find help. Yeah. If you like, I don't know, we're here for you. I'm here for you if you need anyone.
But Pastor Tom will help you out.
I'd love to try to assist if I can, but it's so important. The father and the mother are so, so, so important.
Well, it goes back to what we talked about actually in episode 7 on sharing your faith is if you are living it for real.
Yeah.
Everything else is going to work so much easier. And with parenting, you know, that's a so much deeper of a relationship than a relationship with a coworker.
Oh my.
Like kids see who their parents really
are. The bad and the ugly.
And you don't get to fake it because they've seen you, you know, like they know. So, you know, you just have to really make it real because pretending to your kids is not going to work.
Right. That doesn't mean that doesn't mean fake it till you make it. Like if you fall short, like
I prefer be honest till you make it.
Right. Yeah. It's like how you respond to that is what's important because your kids are watching. I know when I was a kid, I was watching how my parents responded to when maybe something happened.
Yeah.
And that moment is critical.
Yeah. So back to, you know, what Gabby said. If you're honorable, it's going to be easy for your kids to honor you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you're not honorable,
it's going to be hard.
It's going to be hard. And that's not being honorable is putting the ark on the cart.
Yeah.
It just puts people in a no-win situation. It puts your kids in a bad spot. Mm-hmm. So don't put your kids in that spot. Be an honorable father. Be an honorable mother. And then it all works out so much easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one thing I was going to say is that like honor is not just about the other person in the relationship, it's about you and your heart because it says it's the first commandment with a promise. And so if you honor it may go well with you and that you may enjoy a long life on the earth. So if you don't honor, you don't have that promise for your life.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah.
Which that's heavy.
So yeah, it's like forgiveness. If you don't forgive, you're going to be carrying that burden.
Right.
Right. Exactly.
And chances are the person probably forgot about it. Well, so, not always, but
in not always.
Cases. But in some cases, like they're probably just like, they didn't even know that they hurt you.
Way more often, people carry hurts that the offender is unaware of.
Yeah.
Then it goes the other way. Sometimes people are afraid they've hurt people when they really haven't done anything, you know, and some people can circle around those things and ruminate over that. I'm like, oh, maybe I said something wrong 3 years ago and you know, they try to apologize to people all the time and there's nothing going on. Then people are like, what are you apologizing for? But more often the problem is that you said an off comment, somebody was hurt by it, you didn't even know. And then for years, they're like, you know, being all, and that's when don't let the sun go down while you're still angry, because why give that person that power? You know, if somebody is, let's say, you know, as a pastor, you know, you get a lot of misinterpretation of who you are. You know, there are people who think more highly of me than they should, and there are people who think much less of me than they should, but there are very few people who really are hitting the mark, you know? And so, you know, it can create a lot of problems if you focus on the people who think you're awesome. You go, yeah, I sure am, you know? Or if you focus on the people who have disparaging things to say, you can really be hurt by that. But the reality is that those opinions do not define who you are. And so you can't let that sink in too deep and affect you that much. And if you're, even if it's a parent, you know, who has said cruel things to you, if it's someone that you should have a beautiful relationship with, but who has hurt you, even in that situation, don't let them define you. Don't let them darken your heart. I was reading in Matthew 24 the other day, and one of the verses in there, verse 12, is Jesus is talking about end times things, and he says, because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. What that means is that when things are yucky, it affects our hearts. Mm. When your parents love you and you have opportunities and you've got great friends and you've got great extended family and, you know, everything is working and there's love everywhere and, you know, it's easy to love. When your father was abusive and hurt you, when you were vulnerable, and, you know, you've always been lied to and put down and told you were garbage, it's hard to have your heart be in a beautiful place.
Yeah. It's possible, but it's hard.
It is. It says, because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. Not all.
Not all. I love when it says stuff like that.
But the one who stands firm to the end will be saved.
Yeah.
Even in a dark world, we can love God. Mm-hmm. We can give honor, you know, even though it's a messy situation, we can sure set up boundaries, and the physical boundaries are important, and the heart boundaries are also important. Yep. Don't let those bad relationships, that yucky stuff, define who you are. Jesus loves you. You have a place in the heart of God, and you are created in the image of God. And so don't let the increase of wickedness, let the love in your heart grow cold. So maybe that's what we leave them with that. Can you still honor your father and mother while not having a relationship with them? Yes. If it's a toxic relationship, it's fine to put up boundaries, but make sure you're not the problem, you know, and don't let all of the darkness sink into your heart.
That's good.
So,
yep.
All right. There's episode 8. Next time, I hope you can join us, because Pastor Gabby is going to lead us in talking about the question, how to recognize bad religion. Mm-hmm. I like that question. We'll see you next time.